Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Headspace Studios. Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Joy Harden Bradford. Welcome back to Radio Headspace and to Friday. Today is my last day with you all, and I want to thank you so much for having me as your guest host this week. Today, we're wrapping up with probably the most relatable topic in the mental health realm, anxiety. I've got it. You've got it, we've all got it. Whether it's social, situational, or chronic, feelings of anxiety can be crippling and even life-altering. But it's a natural human reaction that we can learn to coexist with. So let's take a deep breath. Actually, let's take one. And let's learn a little about anxiety and how we can learn to live with it. I think when you look at all of the things that are happening in the world, it would be impossible for us all not to feel anxious. And again, anxiety is a natural reaction. A little bit of anxiety is something that we actually all need. So when you are procrastinating and haven't started studying for that test you have coming up, a little bit of anxiety is what helps you to get up off the sofa and actually get into your work. But anxiety can become difficult when it becomes excessive and it starts to interrupt other places in your life. And so when we think about what anxiety is, it is an excessive worrying, excessive fears related to specific things, or maybe just excessive fear just in general. So one of the things that I have found most surprising in my practice is that because anxiety is something that we all have, people don't often recognize that the symptoms that they are having actually meet the criteria for an anxiety disorder, because it feels like, oh, everybody must deal with this, right? And so I've had clients who have been having significant worries about maybe job performance or what they're doing parenting or their dating lives that had been impacting their ability to actually even go out and socialize. And it was not even until they came to therapy and started talking about their experiences that we realized, like, this is something that actually has a name and something that we actually can do something about. And so I think that that happens far more often than we know. Anxiety is the number one mental health disorder. It is diagnosed more often than anything else, especially, again, as we are coming on the heels of the pandemic. It was one of the most searched for things in the beginning of the pandemic. So we definitely saw a spike in people searching for anxiety disorder information and getting more diagnoses of an anxiety disorder. So it's really funny because in conversations with other colleagues, mental health professionals in the past, I would say 4 to 5 years, the treatment of anxiety has been more difficult because there is so much in the world that has happened that previously would look irrational. And we would work with clients to say, like, okay, is that really realistic? And the truth is that the last couple of years have shown us that there are lots of things that we maybe didn't ever imagine that actually are catastrophes. And so one of the things that is important to keep in mind is to ground yourself in the idea that even if something difficult happens, you have the resources and you can lean on other people to be able to bring you through it. And also, when we're thinking about catastrophizing, because again, there's been a lot of awful things that have been happening in the world. And so one of my favorite things to talk with clients about is from Mr. Rogers. And he had this beautiful quote about always looking for the helpers. So even when difficult things are happening and there's, you know, lots of world disasters, there are also always people helping. And so if you can look around your situation and see who's actually helping, even when bad things are going on, or can you yourself become a helper? So even as there's a lot of chaos going on around you, one way that people have found helpful to manage anxiety is actually being able to pour that energy into helping other people in the situation. So looking for the helpers or becoming a helper when you find yourself catastrophizing is something that could be really helpful. That's it for me. Thank you so much for joining me this week. And if you'd like to learn more about my work and are looking for resources for your own mental health journey, be sure to check out all the things we have over at Therapy for Black Girls. There's a little something for everyone. Take good care and have a beautiful weekend.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.